In 1999, a successful inmate lawsuit over mental health conditions at Boscobel resulted in court-ordered monitoring of what is now called the Wisconsin Secure Program Facility, or WSPF. Carlos Pavillon works at the law firm that filed the original lawsuit. He says the end of oversight means an independent psychiatric monitor will no longer act as a firewall to ensure that inmates with serious mental illness don't get sent there. Pavillon says he's not sure a new mental health consultant hired by the Department of Corrections will serve the same function.
Because unfortunately, the institution, WSPF, is what it is, and they're going to have the issue of seriously mentally ill, but there's nothing preventing the Department of Corrections from either changing the policies and procedures or from telling this psychiatric consultant that his services are no longer needed.
Pavillon says he's seen evidence that the DOC has changed inmates' mental health diagnoses to allow them to be housed at WSPF. DOC officials say that's not likely to happen. The department's current director of mental health treatment, Dr. Kevin Callis, says the department hired the new mental health consultant, even though the court agreement didn't require one.
But I felt that it would continue to lend credibility to the process. We're interested in being as transparent as possible and having people feel confident and feel good about what we're doing.
Callis says DOC policy is to give every inmate a thorough mental health screening before housing them at the former Supermax. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.